In the Streets of Calcutta, the story of Mother Teresa. A woman lay dying on a Calcutta pavement. Her feet were half eaten away by rats and ants. She had been lying there for days, and no one had taken any notice of her. Then a nun came along. She was a tiny woman, dressed in a white sari which hung loosely about her and covered her head. She walked quickly, for she was always in a hurry. Her name was Mother Teresa. When she saw the woman on the pavement, she stopped. Full of pity, she picked her up and carried her into a nearby hospital for treatment. They told her there that the woman was too ill and poor to bother about. Besides, they had no room. Mother Teresa pleaded with them, but they said there was nothing they could do for her. However, she would not leave her patient and set off for another hospital. But it was in vain. The woman died. This was not the only person Mother Teresa found dying on the streets. There were many of them. There was an old man who was so thin he looked like a child. It was pouring with rain when Mother Teresa found him lying dead under a tree in a mess of sickness and blood. He was outside a hospital, but no one had taken him in. Cats and dogs are treated better than this, thought Mother Teresa, sadly. She made up her mind that she would find a place where she could care for these people herself. The hospitals would not take them in. There was no one else to look after them, so she would do so herself. Teacher in India. Mother Teresa was born in Yugoslavia. She was brought up with her brother and sister in a happy Christian home. Her name was Agnes. Ever since she was 12 years old, she was quite sure she was going to spend her life serving God. While she was still at school, she heard about some nuns who were working in India. They were called the Loreto Nuns, and their special work was teaching. Agnes wanted to go to India herself and work with them. When she was 17, she asked if she could join the Loreto Nuns. Their headquarters was, and still is, in Ireland. So first she went to Dublin. Soon afterwards, she was sent to Darjeeling in India. It must have been very hard for her to leave her home and family and sail off to a country so far away. In India, she became a novice, which means that she was learning to become a nun. This is not easy, for a nun has to make certain vows or promises. She has to promise to give up life in the outside world and live in a convent. Much of her time is spent in prayer, and she promises never to marry. Since Loreto nuns run schools, she also trained as a teacher. When Agnes took her final vows and became a nun, she was given a new name, Teresa. From Darjeeling, she went to a convent in Calcutta. This convent was in a poor area of the city. It was surrounded by high walls which hid the slums outside. Within the walls, white buildings gleamed under the hot sun and green lawns were sheltered by trees. It was here that Mother Teresa came to teach geography in St. Mary's School. Her pupils came from rich families who could afford to have their children educated. They were well behaved and neatly dressed. She found life pleasant in that peaceful place. But outside those walls were people who were sick and hungry. Many of them were homeless. Many disasters occur in India, such as floods and drought. It is then that the crops die and people starve. They leave their villages and come into already crowded cities like Calcutta. They think they will find work there. It is a terrible problem to provide food and shelter for so many people. Many people die in the streets. Children and babies are left to starve because their parents cannot provide for them. One day, Mother Teresa had to go into this very poor part of the city. She found people living in rows of huts with mud floors. Others had made shelters out of old wooden boxes and bits of sacking. People wore clothes which were little more than rags. Cows and stray dogs looked for food among the rubbish in the streets. She stepped over people lying on the pavements. Some were too ill even to beg. When she returned to the convent, she could not forget about them. She wanted to be with them and do something to help them. Mother Teresa must have often thought and prayed about what God wanted her to do. It was not until some time later, when she was on a train going up to the hills, that suddenly she knew the answer. She was to give up her life in the convent and go into the slums to serve the poor. For her, it was not enough just to offer prayers to God. She wanted to serve him by helping those poor people herself. She was certain that this was God's will. Because of the promises she had made when she joined the Loreto nuns, she first had to ask permission to leave the convent. It was 2 more years before she was allowed to go. The picture shows a typical night scene in Calcutta with people lying on the road trying to sleep. At last, she was free to do her work. She was so sure God meant her to do. Up till now, she had been a teacher. But if she was to be of any use to those sick people, she must learn to nurse. She went to a town called Patna to train with a nursing order of nuns. Then she returned to Calcutta. Alone, and with only a few rupees in her pocket, she set out for the poorest part of the city. Among the dirt and misery, she began her work. A family offered her a room in their house. She moved in with her things, just a suitcase and a chair she had been given. The family refused to take any money for the rent or for the food and medicines they gave her. People with every kind of illness came to her to be cured. Soon after she started, one of her patients had to have a poisoned thumb removed. Taking a pair of scissors and saying a prayer, Mother Teresa cut it off. Her patient fainted, and so did she. But the man lived. Her first operation was a success. Mother Teresa went into the slum homes and nursed the sick and dying. It seemed an impossible task she had set herself, but she was not afraid. She was sure that God wanted her to do this work. She knew that if it was only her own idea, the work would fail. But if it was God's work, it would live and grow. Many of the children in the slums had never been to school. So she gathered them together and started one. It was just an open space among the huts. No blackboards, no benches, nothing. The first thing she taught these children was a prayer. Then she taught them how to keep themselves clean. She scraped away the grass and, taking a stick, began writing the alphabet on the earth. The next day, someone brought a table, then a chair, and later a cupboard. A blackboard followed. To begin with, that was all the furniture she had. Some of the girls Mother Teresa had taught at St. Mary's School were now old enough to start work. They came to help her. A few rich Indian women heard about her work and also came to help. They brought with them money and medicines, though she had not asked for either. Slowly, the school grew. And now there are many more like it. She took some of the girls to live with her. Soon there were so many that they took over the whole upper floor of the house. Mother Teresa called these girls her sisters. Home for the dying. For 5 years, Mother Teresa and her sisters tended the sick and dying on the streets. The hospitals were full and there was nowhere else to take them. They even had to beg for medicines to treat their patients. Mother Teresa took her problem to the City Council of Calcutta. She begged the council to give her a place where people could die with someone to love and care for them. "It is a shame for people to die on our city roads," she said. The health officer showed her a building near the great Hindu temple, Kalighat. He suggested she might use part of it for her purpose. It was once used as a rest house where Hindus came after they had worshipped their goddess. Now it was used by thugs and layabouts as a place for gambling and drinking. Mother Teresa knew that most of the city's poor came here to die, as it was a holy place for Hindus. It did not matter to her whether her patients were Hindus, Buddhists, Sikhs, or Muslims. She just wanted to show these poor sick people the love of Jesus.